Tim, how would you like to have a Christmas adventure with a real live elf, only 3 inches tall? Well, I did. Jump Jump, the little elf, Mary Holiday, the others from Holiday House, and myself were on our way to rescue Santa's reindeer from the selfish ice queen who had stolen them. Can you imagine anyone wanting to destroy Christmas? This ice queen hated joy and laughter and kindness, so she thought that by taking Christmas away from the children, she would make everyone as selfish as she was. But Jump Jump and I couldn't let this happen. I thought of all those boys and girls who loved Christmas. And after all, I was one of them, wasn't I? So we were on our way to the frozen country where the Ice Queen ruled. We'll tell you more about it in just a minute. Arrived at a village where some Eskimos lived, and little Jump Jump had gone to play with the Eskimo children in a sled I'd carved for him from a bit of a whale bone. To our dismay, the little elf had been cast adrift on an ice floe and was being carried farther and farther away from the shore every second. We could hear him calling,
"Help! Tim! Mary Holiday! Help! Help! Help!"
Whatever shall we do, Tim? It's much too far for Jump Jump to jump.
I know it is, Mary Holiday, and nobody can swim between those big chunks of ice floating in the water.
No.
They keep grinding together. I could try jumping from one to the other, I guess.
Oh, no, no, Tim, you mustn't try to do that. They look so slippery.
The Eskimos are pointing to Jump Jump, too. They can see his tiny red cap bobbing up and down on that cake of ice. It's getting farther away from us every minute.
Oh, where's Archie Podley, Tim? He might be a clown, but I found that in an emergency, he's surprisingly dependable.
This is an emergency, all right. I'll go and find him, Mary Holiday. He's probably helping load our dog sled with supplies.
Oh, dear. I don't think Jump Jump has ever been in a worse fix. And there's hardly any mischief he's not been in. If we only had a boat. Oh, dear. I suppose a boat would only be crushed like an eggshell between those ice floes.
We're coming, Jump Jump. We're coming.
Here we are, Mary Holiday.
Oh,
Here we are.
Archie Podley, can you think of any way for us to save Jump Jump?
Why, Mary Holiday, I'm so used to using my brain for silliness, it's a bit hard for me to use my brain for seriousness, but I'll try.
Oh, please do, Archie Podley. Please do. Jump Jump's in real danger.
Mary Holiday, what are they doing down by the edge of the water down there? Are they waving to Jump Jump?
I don't know. It looks more as if they're signaling to something down in the water, Tim.
Yes, those Eskimos are. It does look like that. But I've never heard of underwater Eskimos.
Look, Mary Holiday and Archie Podley. Something's coming up.
Yes, Tim. Something's rising out of the water.
Oh, I hope it won't upset Jump Jump on the ice floe. What is it, anyway?
I don't know.
It isn't a mermaid. Not that big, I hope.
It isn't a seal. It's too large for that.
It isn't a boat.
The Eskimos don't seem a bit scared.
No.
They keep pointing from that strange thing coming up out of the sea. I wonder why.
Tim, Jim, I know what that strange thing is, of course.
So do I, by cracky, so
yes. Oh, yes.
It's a whale.
No, it's a whale.
A whale, that's what it is, a whale.
Oh, but the ice floe is getting farther and farther away. Oh, jump, jump.
I think it's a pet whale, Mary Holiday.
Why?
See, it's winking at us.
Well, what a peculiar animal. It's got a fountain in its head.
Oh, Archie Poggy, that's the whale's water spout.
Oh,
Tim, it's starting to swim away from shore. Oh, it's going toward Jump Jump.
Oh, by my bright green hair, so it is going toward Jump Jump. I can see Jump Jump hopping up and down like a red ball. He's seen it.
Yes, I think he has. Oh, see how that whale pushes through the ice. He doesn't seem to mind it at all.
So he has.
Look, he's reached Jump Jump.
Bless my poor old eyes. Am I dreaming, or has Jump Jump actually jumped onto the back of that monster of the deep?
He has, Archie Parkley. And now the whale has turned around and is heading towards shore again. Oh, Tim, Archie Parkley, Jump Jump is safe.
Oh, good. Yes,
oh, I
safe.
I hope so, but if it comes to a choice between being on a cake of ice or being on the back of a whale, I can't make up my mind.
Oh, but Jump Jump is safe, Archie Poggly.
Oh.
That is a pet whale. The Eskimos sent him after Jump Jump. Didn't you see?
Oh, there they come now. Oh, Jump Jump. Jump Jump, are you all right?
I'm fine, Mary Holiday. I'm fine.
Oh, I'm so glad, Jump Jump. So glad.
I'm having a ride.
You certainly are having a ride. I'm sure it's the first time that you've ever been on the back of a whale.
Yes, it is.
Look at the whale bringing Jump Jump to the shore as steady as a ferry boat could.
Yep.
Oh, Jump Jump. Oh, we're sure glad to see you.
Jump
Jump. Hug him, Mary Holiday. Here, Jump Jump, jump into my hand.
Oh, here you are, Jump Jump. I'll open my fur-lined pocket for you to pop into. Oh, my, what an adventure for such a little elf.
There goes that water spout again.
Yes.
It does look like a tiny fountain.
Don't tell me that you can understand whale talk too, Jump Jump.
Of course I can, Archie Poggly. Can you?
Me? Why, of course, yes, but not with these earmuffs on.
He wants to take us all for a ride.
The whale wants to take us all for a ride, Jump Jump?
Yes. There's lots of room on his back.
Oh. Oh, there's lots of room, all right. He seems very tame, and it would be exciting to ride in the back of a whale. Wouldn't it, Mary Holiday?
Well, I agree that it would be something of a thrill. I'll go if Archie Poggly wants to go.
What, me? Me?
Hmm?
Ride on the back of that monstrous creature?
Mm-hmm.
You rode in the back of an elephant in the circus, didn't you?
Yes, you did, Archie.
Yes, yes, that is almost I rode on the back of an elephant, Tim. Well, as a great man once said, nobody lives forever. Let's go.
All right. Come on, Tim. Oh, now please don't wiggle, Mr. Whale. There, I'm on.
Jeepers. Wait till I tell the kids at the home about this.
We're all aboard, Jump Jump. What's the whale saying now?
He says, ship ahoy, Mary Holiday.
Ship ahoy?
Yes, Tim. Ship ahoy.
All right.
Now nestle down in my pocket, Jump Jump, and you can peek out over the edge and see everything. But I want to keep you warm.
Okay, Mr. Whale. Full speed ahead.
Yes.
Woo! He's obeyed me. Wow, look, he's tearing through the water.
Whatever induced me to trust my limbs to this speedy leviathan?
He sure is a speedy well, whatever you said, Archie Poggly.
Leviathan is just a big word meaning a whale, Tim. Well, this is certainly the most unusual ride I've ever had in all my life. You know, it's too bad the poet and Sleepy Slim the Lion had to miss it.
Oh, you know all the poet would have done would be gaze out into the distance and make rhymes. And we all know that Sleepy Slim would have just, well, he'd do the same thing that he's doing right now, and that's sleeping.
Sleeping, yes.
Hey, what did the whale say that time, Jump Jump?
He said, hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, Mr. Whale. Whale.
Did he tell you his name, Jump Jump?
Yeah.
What is his name?
His name is Wendy. Wendy Whale. Wendy the Whale.
Wendy the whale. Well, what a wonderful name for a whale, Wimpy. Now, if I was a whale, which I'm not, I'm glad to say, but if I was what I'm not, and if I was not what I am, and not something other than a whale, I'd like my name to be Wimpy if I wasn't me, that is.
Oh, it sounds a bit mixed up, but I think I get what you mean, Archie Pogley.
Oh, you do, Tim? Then I wish you'd explain it to me. I never know what I mean because I'm a jolly old clown and I never do frown. And I make little children laugh with glee. I never do whine. I haven't got time. A jolly old clown, as you can see.
Oh, Whippy Whale is singing too.
Is he? I'm sorry to have to bring this wonderful whale ride to an end, but you'd better ask Wimpy to take us back to shore now, Jump Jump. After all, we are on a mission to rescue Santa's reindeer.
Yes.
And I don't think it can be done from the back of a whale, no. Even Wimpy the Whale. Well, Jump Jump.
Okay.
Oh, that's what he said.
Ah, here we are. We're coming back to land again. That is, if you can call snow land. Now, let me help you off, Merry Holiday. Careful, don't slip.
All right, Archie Pockley. Thank you. I'm all right now. How about you, Tim? I've got Jump Jump in my pocket.
I'm ashore, Merry Holiday. Well, thank you for the ride, Mr. Wimpy.
Yes, as a famous man once said, bubble, 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 bubble. what do you know? I think he answered me. Bubble, 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 bubble.
Archie Pogley, see how much good travel does for you? You're getting to be a very well-educated clown. You're probably the only clown in the world who talks to a whale.
You wouldn't be pulling my nose, would you, Tim?
Wimpy is saying goodbye now. Goodbye, Wimpy.
Goodbye, Mr. Wimpy.
Yes.
Thank you ever, ever so much for the most unusual ride I've ever had.
Goodbye, Wimpy. I hope I see you again sometime. I wish I could take you home with me, but you're a bit too big to fit in our fish pond.
Yes, goodbye, Wimpy. Bubble, 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 bubble. A drip, pal.
Oh, he's disappeared from sight in the water.
Yes.
Oh, what a nice whale he is.
You know, he's got the cutest water spout that I've ever seen on a whale.
Oh, dear. Now we must really get to work. Let's go and see if the Poet and Sleepy Slim have finished packing our supplies on the dog sled, shall we?
He sure was a nice whale. I like Quimpy.
We all like Quimpy the Whale, Jump Jump. Well, that was our adventure with the Eskimos. Tomorrow, I'll tell you what happened next as we pushed on toward the frozen country. Goodbye.